This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
Well, certainly we have reached May. The IU men's and women's track and field Hoosiers veteran head coach Ron Helmer gearing up now for a gigantic month out in front of them. Billy Hayes' invite this weekend, always a prelude to the Big Ten Championships coming in a couple of weeks. It'll be out east at Penn State this year, opening up the road to Eugene, Oregon, and the NCAA Championships, the outdoor performances this spring, quality plus to date, and really getting better. And that's what Coach Helmer and his staff look to see this time of year as the men will shoot in a couple of weeks for the old Big Ten Exacta after having won the indoor title back in late February. The women, they're improving. A two-time All-American, two-time Big Ten champion pole vaulter out of Center Grove High School in Greenwood, Indiana, redshirt senior Sydney Clute joining us tonight. She's up to, 14-11 right now outdoors. That is the second best height in the country, and number one, obviously, in the Big Ten. So she is seeking, before it's all said and done, with her outstanding student-athlete career, to be a three-time All-American when June rolls around. A little bit later, fulfilling an early boyhood dream, and we always like to tell these stories when we have a chance. Jeremy Rosenthal, who at one time worked with Ron Helmer as a media publicist, born in Massachusetts, Worcester, I believe, but the IU Athletic Assistant Director of Media Relations fulfilled that dream last month, competing in and finishing on Patriots Day that 26.2-mile grind, better known as the Boston Marathon. And it's quite a story here, and we'll take you through the process of, you just don't show up, you and your closest 30,000 friends, but there's a process of qualifying for the world's oldest marathon annually, how it all started, and certainly the journey to the finish line on that particular, as it turned out, gorgeous morning in Boston, Massachusetts, a prestigious event that attracted 500,000 spectators back a few weeks ago. It's all part of Sports Talk, kicking off the month of May here. Sunshiny, a bit tad windy today, but nice and calm in here as we greet you from Yogi's at the corner of 10th and Indiana, along with our producers Will Boatman, high atop our One City Center studios downtown. On-site producers Joanna and Mike Lascott and all of our sponsors. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith, and a welcome to our good friend Ron Helmer. Find out time. Ron, it's always great seeing you. I know this. You love all seasons, even in the fall with your cross-country teams. But here you are facing now not so much a grind, but the month of May with everything that's on the line. And, boy, from what I've seen since you started out the doggone outdoor season in Tempe back in, late March, some good stuff happening on both sides.
For sure, and it is a grind. It can be a long year, but as we cycle things up, this is what we point towards. We train all year long to get to the end, and outdoor track and field is the end, whether it's the Big Ten Championship, whether it's the NCAA Championship, for some of these kids, even some meets beyond that. And we all start getting excited this time of the year. The pressure's on. We can't say, well, it'll be okay in another month or two. No, it's got to be okay now. And these kids thrive on pressure. That's what makes them good. They know it's time to put up and get it going. And it's fun to be around a group of people like that who are wired that way.
Well, I know that, and we want to just kind of preface things tonight before we officially introduce Sydney Clute, your outstanding women's pole vaulter, the two-time, soon-to-be three-time All-American pole vaulter and Big Ten champion. Anyway, quite an honor. All the guys and gals at the university dressed to the nines on Fred Glass's big Spirit of Indiana showcase. Gosh, we've been doing this now for about 7 years to embellish the theme, the Spirit of Indiana, 24 sports, one team. And this young lady that we have in our midst tonight, and you've had the pleasure of watching and teaching along with Jake Wiseman, her technique and development, but she walked away along with Richard Fant winning that award that night.
We had several kids get meaningful awards, but certainly there's no award that's higher than that one on that particular night. And I had told several people that if Sydney didn't win this one, then I probably was done nominating people, because it was kind of a no-brainer. She's outstanding in every way, and and worked for everything that she's gotten, which sometimes is overlooked when people have so much success. But we all have our failures. We have to work through them. We keep going, and the way she's managed those things. And the thing that impressed me the most is she always takes care of herself, and we tell them all the time, number one job is you take care of yourself, and you best put yourself in a position where you can help take care of your teammates and other people, and she's done that remarkably well while she's just been an outstanding student and a student leader, and everything that award represents.
Well, we'll have in Sydney here in just a bit, again, out of Center Grove High School 4 years ago. You know, you were telling me, and I remember now that you told me before you went on the air, generally you've done just an outstanding job redshirting most of your athletes, but when it comes to field events, you opt not to. And when you went up the road to Johnson County and recruited her, she started in 4 years. And then as her season progressed, she was redshirted in the indoor season. What?
Outdoor season of her junior year. She was redshirted coming off of a indoor season where she'd been dinged up some and couldn't train like she really needed to. And it was just a good time to do that. And it's really paid off.
Yeah, and obviously then, this is her fifth year outdoors, and that's why she didn't compete.
Did not.
And she would have been, I'm putting the cart in front of the horse, but as well as your guys and gals competed in Geneva at the indoors, your men winning the Big Ten Championship, she'd have won the indoor.
The extra 10 points would have put us third or fourth in the meet, as opposed to the fifth that we got, but certainly the fifth was a big step forward for us, too.
The veteran himself, Ron Helmer, the track and field coach of the men and women, and Sydney Klutz soon to join us here from Center Grove High School in Greenwood, Indiana. Let me ask you a question about the springboard effect. I always start with the women, but I want to start with the men because you won a title. What kind of and that was in late February.
Yeah.
Yep. What kind of a springboard did it have? And we're talking about field events, and we talked about, you and I, before you went over there, how strong they were. You won the title. What kind of springboard was that to the outdoor season?
You know, what happened was a group of young kids grew up that day, and so I think the springboard effect is more that they started to realize that they have the potential to do some really great things, and I think they start to look at training differently. They start to look at a lot of things differently, because our Big Ten champions, you know, Daniel Kuhn was, as a junior, was the Big Ten champion in the 600, running the fifth fastest time ever in the world, so he's kind of got it figured out. But true sophomore Willie Morrison in the shot put won the shot. Won. True sophomore Trayton Harris won the long jump and was second in the high jump. True sophomore Eric Bethea won the triple jump. So these were young kids, little guys who are becoming grown men, at least in the track and field world, and realized that, you know, we're pretty good and we have a chance to get a lot better, because we're going to be here for a couple more years. And you know, did it automatically translate to these incredible outdoor performances? We've had good outdoor performances. Yeah. Willie particularly has broken the school record a couple different times in the shot put and is really good. Trayton's had a good long jump. Eric's had a good triple jump. Daniel unfortunately got sick, and so we've redshirted him outdoors. And we're going to really miss him at the outdoor meet. But young kids growing up is what it was about. And I think they'll make it easier for the next group that comes along to sort of understand that things at that level can happen when you're pretty young.
Yeah, because that bar is still to be raised some by the bunch that you have right now,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so by the time you get another young group in, they'll have their workout for them. But that was your plan.
That's how you get better.
Coach, that was your plan.
That's how you get better.
Well, she's plenty good. And Sydney Klutz, will talk to her and get her feelings on her outstanding collegiate career at Indiana University. Some thoughts from this young lady who also has served as the IU Student Athlete Advisory Committee president, and we're going to keep that in-house with track and field, Sydney was telling me. We'll meet Miss Klutz Have more with Ron Helmer as we continue along talking track and field ahead of the Billy Hayes invite this weekend out at Hayes Track. We'll be back after these timeouts. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone, to Sports Talk. About 21 minutes after the hour here from Yogi's at the corner of 10th and Indiana, talking track and field, getting ready for the Hayes Invitational this weekend out at Billy Hayes, EC Billy Hayes Track. And Ron Helmer joining us along with his prized pole vaulter on the women's side, Sydney Klude. Sydney, good evening. And first of all, you know, we kind of started talking about that that evening in the auditorium, a heck of a gala that Fred Glass has put on now for 7 years. Just take us through that, and of all the honors so far, and that's been in your competition, what's it meant as a student athlete to win that coveted honor?
Yeah, that night's always fun. All the athletes always look forward to it every year because you get to get dressed up. See people in a different atmosphere than we're used to walking around the academic center or training tables, so it's always a fun night. Winning the award, it's a huge honor, just coming from Fred Glass and all my coaches and everything. Just a huge honor to know that people have been paying attention to some of the things that I've been doing, and to be recognized for those things.
You know, and we talked to Ron, did your coach, obviously a little about, you know, how you've kind of maneuvered through your indoor and outdoor season. But take us through as a student athlete. What's these now, well, actually 5 years in competition, but what's it all meant? And now you're going to get your degree this weekend, your master's degree. What's it all meant, Sydney?
It's funny. I was actually walking home Monday night from my last final, and I was a little sentimental about leaving my last final and just being done with school. It's an exciting time, but also a little bit definitely bittersweet to be done and be moving on. But just the opportunity to come compete for IU and be a part of the track team has meant a lot to me, and I'm so glad that I ended up here. Obviously, everything has worked out, and I've been able to perform at the highest level.
Why tell us why the pole vault? And early age, you know, when did you get rolling with interest in that particular event?
So I was actually a gymnast for about 13 years. Started when I was about 3 years old, and so I stopped competing in gymnastics my sophomore year of high school. But I ran track all through middle school, but we didn't have pole vault. Most middle schools don't.
Okay.
So I sprinted a little, and high jumped, long jumped, definitely in middle school. And then once I got to high school, I thought pole vault looked fun, and the coaches wanted me to try it because usually gymnasts are pretty good at it, just from good body awareness and being used to running down a runway at something.
Now, as bad as it is today wind-wise, what's worse, precipitation or wind? Or is that a stupid question? I mean, I guess maybe if you were with the wind and get as high as you've been getting, almost 15 feet, you'd end up over in Brown County. But if you were going into it, that's got to be doggone tough.
Oh, yeah. We always hope for a good tailwind, nice tailwind, to help you run a little bit faster down the runway and get on bigger poles. Headwinds are definitely not good. We don't look forward to those. And luckily, in college, we don't get those very often because most facilities will have several runways that we can use.
Go ahead.
But rain is probably definitely worse. We don't jump in it very often, but the last time I was at Nationals, actually, it was raining in Eugene. So we competed in the rain, and that was definitely not fun.
Well, I think the rain, and I may be wrong, but I think the rain came later. But this past weekend, there were Hoosiers almost coast to coast.
Yep.
You were the farthest one from Bloomington, being down in Austin, Texas. So did you have a good weather?
Oh, yeah. Yep. It was the rain was coming, so they tried to hurry along the competition. But we had pretty nice weather.
The only one to clear, what, 14.8?
Yes, 4.47, so, yeah, 14.8.
Oh, you're in those.
I know everything in meters, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay.
You're dealing with some old
that's
codger.
That's how most people know feet.
Feet and inches, yeah. But I'm glad that Charlie Duffy always puts these in parentheses so I can follow it. But, yeah, if you were 4.35 and 4.55 outdoors, right, meters?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So where are you now as we usher in May? Are you feel you're about online where you want to be preparation-wise? And talk to me a little about your relationship you've had in your outstanding career with Jake Weisman, the jumps coach.
Yeah, I feel good headed into what will be our post-regular season. And I always tend to peak at the right time. I always feel a lot better when we start to taper. Just like getting into that warmer weather, get in some more good practice days outside before we head to those meets. So postseason is definitely good for me. I'm looking forward to it. Since I've been here, and that's a large part of the reason I came here as Weisman, because I felt like I had a good connection and he would be a good coach for me. And I feel like we just mesh really well. I can trust him and always, we just communicate really, really well.
Did it, what was the big difference? Now, did you say you didn't vault at Center Grove, right?
I did.
Or you did
in high school, yep.
Okay, what's the difference that you've seen, technique-wise or otherwise, in how it was in high school as it's been in your collegiate career and how it's progressed?
In high school, I was very much of a be strong and get on big poles and run fast and hopefully fall over the bar. Technique was definitely not my strongest point, as probably most people would say. Weisman would tell you that. So that's technique is something I had to work on a lot when I got here, and so it has gotten a lot better. There's still a ton of things to work on, thankfully. So that has definitely gotten a lot better since I've been here, being able to work on those things, but also just getting stronger, being able to run better with a pole in my hands down the runway.
You know, and I mentioned it to you when you walked in. I remember when you started vaulting, and you were 13, and you were very competitive, and you were winning titles. You were 13. Now you're almost 15. What's been the just maturation, the teaching that you're getting from Coach Weisman each and every year, or a combination of both?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of things. Growing up, learning, getting better at technique, just kind of the things I just talked about, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Ron is 15, and she's just, very close to getting the 15. And we've talked to some dandy pole vaulters that you've had. Is there a magic height there that says, you know what, she's pretty doggone good?
You know, the pole vault has evolved so quickly or so, even in the 5 years she's been doing this at this level, it's completely different than what it was. And, you know, that's a really good thing. Competition makes you better, but you have to get better. Even a year ago, the Olympic trial standard was 440, and they had so many people clear 440 that in midstream they changed it to 450 and left some pretty good people out. Now at 455, at least she's going to have a chance to get involved in all the high-level competitions, the national championships, and those kind of things. But certainly, if at 455 you're the best vaulter IU has ever had, you're the best vaulter ever in the Big Ten,
right,
and you're ranked number two in the country, that probably is a fairly strong statement.
Well, and she's knocking on the door because, what, 15-1 is the top height right now nationally?
Yes, it's 460, so I think that converts
Who is the young lady that...
Emily Grove. She competes for South Dakota.
Have you ever crossed paths with her?
Yeah, multiple times. So this is actually her sixth year at South Dakota. So I think somehow she was able to get a medical red shirt 1 year. But I've seen her at the national meet a couple times and at a couple other meets during the year.
Now, well, you have aspirations toward, you're going to get your second degree. You're going to get your master's here in a few days. What's your summer look like? And tell us about your interesting major that you've attended to here over the course of your, pole vaulting career and your academics.
So most of my summer will consist of track. So I won't be done until the very end of June, competing at nationals and then USA nationals as well. And then there may be a couple other meets I try to go to on my own just for fun. But I will also be moving into a house and planning a wedding. Because I'm getting married in September, so my summer.
Congratulations.
Thank you. My summer will be definitely busy, full of exciting things in life.
Wow. Well, who's the lucky guy?
Kyle Walter.
Kyle Walter.
Yep.
Is he an IU guy?
He did go to IU.
That name sounds familiar.
He teaches and coaches at Cloverdale High School.
Oh, okay. That's over in Putnam County.
Yep.
I'll be darned. And what's the date in September?
September 9th.
September the 9th. In Greenwood?
In Bloomington.
Oh, you're going to be here in Bloomington.
Yep.
So, well, that's just a lot's happening in your life, young lady.
Yes,
I tell you what. What did it mean, again, to and have a voice in, as a student athlete, things that are going on currently? And I'm talking about you being president of the SAAC. What kind of an experience, how did that kind of mature you as you had a chance to latch on to some issues and try to resolve some things as a student athlete at a big-time school?
Mm-hmm. So definitely being SAC president has been an amazing experience. I've learned so much about the athletic department and just the NCAA in general at a national and a Big Ten level, going to certain conferences. So I've definitely learned a lot of the inside workings of things. I've gotten the chance to be able to develop a couple of different new programming and events here at IU to help the student-athlete experience. So that's been awesome. And also just working on new legislation in the Big Ten and at the national level, because that's really that's the main goal of SAC, is to help with that legislation and give the student-athlete perspective for current issues. So a lot of the focus lately has been on time demands for student-athletes, different nutritional rules, and things like that. So being a part of that is definitely meaningful, and you feel like you can impact student-athletes that are coming after you, not just yourself.
Well, that's outstanding and well said. Sydney Clute joining us. We wish you the best in what is left to your career, and we hope, like everyone else, it extends to Eugene, Oregon, where you should be as a Big Ten champion, reigning for the third time. And just a delightful time having some time to talk to you, Sydney, and the best of luck to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sydney Clute joining us. Well, I mean, you know, it's high quality there. No wonder she a lot going on, as I say,
yep,
in her life. All right, so you got Hayes. Gosh, we didn't even talk a lot about the individual. I mean, you touched on some of them briefly. Being a local show, I'm just going to clump them together as all of the Bloomington natives, men and women. I've seen a lot of familiar names. Ron, just some thoughts and comments on how the be it north or south, how they've competed and where they're going.
You know, we've got a number. Gracie Heeb, Megan Grabowski, both very young still, trying to find their way. Carl Smith, been dinged up, but he's been with us for a good long while. Mark Chandler's had his best year ever. Both those guys, south kids. Kyle Burks, and I believe somebody out there. The one I'm most proud of is Jordan Huntoon at the Penn Relays this weekend on our distance medley that came up just a half second short of winning the Championship of America, split 147.7 for the 800 out in the middle, and a great, great, great run. He's such a good kid, and he's worked so hard, and he's had it's been a long development process for him, but he's stuck with it, and 147.7 is exceptional. So pretty exciting time for a lot of those kids, and particularly Jordan right now.
I had as much fun talking just a second ago with Sydney Clute as I did Catherine Receiver last fall when she was on her way to All-America honors. And she, along with three of her teammates, you were talking about Penn relays in Philadelphia. I didn't want to put you in yet another city.
We went where it was 80 degrees instead of at Drake where it was 40, so it was a good decision.
But anyway, yeah, we didn't want to put you in another city. But Philadelphia, and they did some good things.
Yeah.
School record.
We entered three of the middle distance relays, the 4x8, the distance medley, the 4x15. And I think the 4x8 broke their school record by 6 seconds. That one's been there since back in the Sam Bell days, where they had some really good teams. Our distance medley broke the school record by 14 seconds, and our 4x15 broke the school record by 10 seconds. And so they didn't just break the school records, they pretty much shattered them. And that group has grown a lot in the last year. Very, very proud of that group.
Well, just in closing, we wish you the best. And we know how many competitors there will be. It's still early in the week as far as the Hayes invite. I wish I could give you right now a better forecast, but it's Indiana, and you've been a resident of the state now for a few years.
So yep.
You know how that goes. What are you expecting from your kids this weekend as a prelude to the Big Ten?
You know, we've got some kids that need to take the weekend off. They're exactly where they need to be. They just need to train. We've got other pretty high-level kids that Sydney, one of them, who will be sharpening up by trying to get in one last competition. And what we talked to them about is it may not be the best of conditions, but we can still get better because we'll get better at managing bad conditions because you can't predict what, as she said, it was raining at the NCAA meet last year. You've got to prepare yourself to be able to do those kind of things. Andy Bayer is back training in town. He'll be running on Friday night. That's always exciting.
Wow.
And so, you know, and entries were due today, and I haven't seen, as I said earlier, the report there, but there'll be other great athletes here, and whether or not we'll get things going and make it exciting and get some things done.
Well, you always do, and you always manufacture not only Big Ten champions but All-Americans, and he's done that since he stepped foot onto this campus as head coach, be it in cross-country or track and field. Always great talking shop with you, Ron, and best of luck to you this weekend and on into the Big Ten.
I appreciate
it. And thanks for bringing in. And Sydney, thanks a lot again, honey. And,
thank you.
Good luck to you this weekend and that special day in September.
Thank you.
Sydney Clute and Ron Helmer joining us, and we'll be back. And another guy who, was involved and still is because he's in the media relations department. Ron Helmer knows him. Rosie, they call him. We'll call him Jeremy Rosenthal, a young man that was born in Worcester. He probably doesn't remember that, but he hung around West Lafayette, Indiana for a great time, and that's where it all started for Jeremy Rosenthal. What did he do? He ran the Boston Marathon and finished. We'll get some thoughts and comments on a great story unfolding within the IU track and field family when we come back. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone. Don't forget Reds baseball, top of the hour. Those Kings of the Ohio up against Pittsburgh game two after a win last night. The NL Central, I don't know if you've watched it, from top to bottom is very close as we enter the month of May. Marty Brenneman in the pregame at 7 o'clock tonight here on the airwaves. Terry Stoltz helps out Glass tomorrow night in the zone. And your phone calls at 6. Well, Jeremy Rosenthal has been a young man that has helped me out. I can remember when he first interned, and that's, gosh, Jeremy, been a number of years ago. You've had other stops and came back to your alma mater via West Lafayette. And just talk about, and I know it was an early childhood dream of yours, to compete in the Boston Marathon. Talk a little about what the whole experience, and now you step back and you brought your medal here as a participating runner. What's it all meant to you, son?
Yeah, for sure. Before we get into it, you know, I know you had Coach Helmer and Sydney just on, and I had the privilege to work with them in my time at IU, and, you know, Coach is, you know, first class and runs a first class program, and Sydney, I can remember a few years ago being at the national championships with them when she won her first All-American honor, so, and she's just a tremendous student athlete.
Right. Go ahead. Oh, is she delightful? That's the first time that I had a chance to engage in. That's the first time she's ever been on live radio, she told me. So what an excellent job she did.
Absolutely. But, yeah, for me, I kind of got into track and field and cross country in high school. Didn't run a whole lot before then, but just kind of wanted to did basketball growing up, being from the state of Indiana.
Sure.
And just kind of wanted to stay in shape for basketball, and did track and then cross country, and kind of just fell in love with it, and kind of went from there.
So it was I wish we had that, what they call that, periscope, where we could be seen live. It was the 121st Boston Marathon. But before we talk a little about the journey, let's talk a little about, Jeremy, the journey to get ready for the Boston Marathon, because there is a process of qualifying. You just don't show up and run.
Right, yeah.
How rigid is that?
Fairly rigid. So there's different times based on age and gender. And for me, for my age group, it was 3 hours and 5 minutes to qualify, which is about 7-minute mile pace. And they have those times. And even reaching those times doesn't guarantee you a spot. So many people are trying to get in. Now it's they do a priority system based on how much time you are under those qualifying times. So this year you had to be under each qualifying time by 2 minutes and 9 seconds. So I had to run about a 3:03. I ended up making it by 34 seconds. So
wow. Now, I know you've run marathons before. You've run four, but this was going to be your first big one in the world's most prestigious event. Now, when you and you talked about your experience, you know, working under Coach Helmer as a track and field cross country publicist, you've also now are handling the volleyball team along with men's and women's tennis. But I bring up volleyball because there was an interesting scenario a couple of years ago when the volleyball team was over to play Ohio State, and there just happened to be a marathon there, the Columbus Marathon in 2015. Talk about that experience and what happened, because you were there covering for the team. But you also ran the marathon.
Yeah, in the process, you kind of look at what marathons are fast and good marathons to qualify. And a friend of mine suggested the Columbus Marathon, and I looked at my calendar because I travel with volleyball in the fall, and that takes up some time. And it just so happened that the Columbus Marathon was going to be on the same day that we played a volleyball match at Ohio State, so I figured, perfect, I'll run the marathon in the morning, and we've got 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock match in the afternoon. So I figured I'd just do that, and I did that, and it went really well. And, I'll never forget walking in the gym, and the team was warming up, and they kind of stopped their warm-ups and came over and, congratulated me, gave me a high five, and that was just a great feeling. And talked with Coach Dunbar a little bit, and usually I go into the locker room with the team before a game to kind of hear what Coach is going to tell the team,
right.
And I just kind of remember not really being able to stand up, so I kind of sat in the corner and heard everything she said, and she even talked a little bit about my, perseverance running the marathon in her pregame speech to the team, which was an honor to be included by that, but just a tremendous show of support from them, and that's just something I'll never forget. And that was the marathon that I ran to qualify for.
Oh, I was going to ask you, so that one was the one you sought out because of, if you will, the degree of difficulty, but doing well got you into Boston Marathon. So in between that one and, you were just there in Boston here a couple of weeks ago on Patriots Day. How much training was involved? I didn't know that you were an expert distance runner. I mean, but now I do, and I'm so fascinated by this story. But talk about your training leading up then to the Boston Marathon.
Yeah, you know,
it's a 12-month thing. You just don't. Do you start at a certain time, and what do you run daily?
Yeah. So after I ran the Columbus Marathon was in October. I had to wait all the way until the next September to find out if I was going to qualify for Boston, because they do the registration in September. So I couldn't run that next April. I had to wait till the next one. So I had to wait all the way, almost a year, until September to find out I had qualified. But then once I found out, end of September, early October, started training. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. One thing that that I kind of have taken advantage of here at Indiana University, we have tremendous resources that help our student-athletes and our staff. I met with Amy Friel, in sport performance, and she helped me with a nutrition plan. I met with Chris Virtue, one of our strength coaches, and he helped me with a strength plan. So I really tried to do all the little things that I could to put myself in the best position. And then it's just a matter of, you know, putting the miles. So I started kind of October, November, kind of easing up to it. And then around December, January, February, there was a stretch of about 7 or 8 weeks where I was running about 60 miles a week.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, one good thing, we had a relatively a mild. You didn't have to run through too many snow piles, because that was a blessing in disguise, the mild winter that we had, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you never know what you're going to get in Indiana in the winter. It could be snowing or nice. I remember I only had to run one long run on a treadmill. Once it was really icy out one day and had to run 12 miles on a treadmill. But other than that, I was able to do most of my runs outside.
Jeremy, I haven't been on a treadmill for 12 minutes, let alone run 12 miles on one. But Jeremy Rosenthal, media assistant media relations director at Indiana U, doing a bang-up job with what he covers. And he is, going to be busy again. Fall and the women's volleyball team just had their spring practice. But I want to get to the Boston Marathon. I know you had your family support. Your family there, and I got to ask you, the morning of the race, butterflies? I mean, again, 500,000 spectators. You caught a sun-soaked 70-degree day in Boston, which is unusual. Talk to me about the race day.
Yeah, you know, I didn't sleep a whole lot the night before.
I bet you did.
Just kind of nerves and excitement. You know, unlike any other race that I've ever done. But, yeah, it was a tremendous experience. We talked about the weather. You know, I had trained in the winter, so certainly wasn't really used to the warmer temperatures, so that was difficult. But, you know, you bus out to the starting line, which is about a 30-minute bus ride from Boston. You run out. It starts in a town called Hopkinton, Massachusetts, and then you run towards downtown Boston. And, I mean, we talked about, you know, the crowd support is just tremendous. You know, the crowd there, you know, they don't care if it's the elite athlete or the one that's finishing in 4 or 5 hours. You know, they have the same excitement for everybody. There's kids young and old. There's, you know, 5-, 6-year-old kids on the side of the street with their hand out for a high five or handing out an orange slice or a bottle of water or an icy pop. It was hot out there. That was something that I had never been part of. I had spectated. I had watched it once a long time ago when I kind of decided that, hey, that's something that I want to do one day. But being involved in it was really special.
Well, and I can't find it, but talk about the Wellesley. It was the Wellesley Girls College, Women's College, and they've got their own little – what was that that stretch there toward the end of the run as you were going in town?
Yeah, so it's about halfway through the race, and Wellesley College is an all girls college in the Boston area, and they have a long-standing tradition that the girls come out on a stretch of the course, maybe about 100 or 200 meters, and just completely they have like a railing there, but they just kind of line a whole section of it, and they're just screaming and hollering. They call it the scream tunnel. You can hear it far, far away. And most of the girls, a lot of them have signs that say different messages of encouragement. A lot say, kiss me.
And I heard you kind of stopped, didn't you? You stopped the gate, and, you know.
Exactly, yeah. Well, you got to take advantage, enjoy the experience, and that's all part of it.
That's all part of it. But, too, you were talking briefly, and you I know Sherry Dunbar-Crusan, the head coach of the women's volleyball team, and Jeremy, very, very close, and she gave you a plaque when you got back when it was all said and done. You talked about that two-year-ago experience over at Ohio State with the women. The plaque meant a lot because regardless of where you finished or the time, I know you finished, and that in itself is the storyline, but what they gave you with a plaque that you'd already won.
Yeah, it was my birthday 5 days before the marathon on April 12th, and they just kind of surprised me. I was at practice to have a meeting with Coach Dunbar after practice, and they kind of surprised me, asked me to come over after practice and presented me with this award that all the girls had written different good luck messages and saying they're proud of me. And, you know, they know a lot of the work that, you know, I've put in going on runs, on road trips, and all different kinds of things. So that really meant a lot to have their support. And in particular, one thing that that Coach Dunbar had written on that plaque was she wrote, "You've already won, and we're really proud of you." And that kind of stuck with me, and all the messages did, especially when near the last few miles where when things got pretty tough.
Well, and you know, and I know there were a lot of hills and everything, but it's just a great, great story. And you're going to go back, right? Are you eligible to compete now that you finished the Boston Marathon? Are you kind of signed on to do it again, or do you have to wait and do all that qualifying?
So you have to qualify again. Now, you can qualify for the Boston Marathon at the Boston Marathon. Unfortunately, I didn't run quite fast enough to qualify, so if I want to run the Boston Marathon again, I'll have to do another marathon to qualify, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's pretty cool to go around the country to some of these marathons, and even as close as Chicago has a really cool marathon that's I've heard that's a lot of fun, and it's also a very flat course, so it's very conducive to running a fast time and being able to qualify for the Boston Marathon.
Well, Jeremy, it was great talking to you, and I've enjoyed our association as a broadcaster and covering Indiana with you and your profession now. And certainly thanks for stopping in and relaying. And, again, congratulations on a great feat, my friend. And looking forward to you. Keep running. And we'll see you in the fall, my friend.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Appreciate everything you do to support us and support IU Athletics.
Jeremy Rosenthal, Boston Marathon 2017. And we'll be back to close it out. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's.
Planting a new garden or expanding an old one this...
Well, that'll about do it. Our thanks to our on-site producers, Joanne and Mike Lascott, Will Boatman, high atop One City Center. Got the Pirates and the Reds coming up here with Marty Brenneman. We'll be back next week on Sports Talk again. Thanks to Jeremy Rosenthal, who ran the Boston Marathon, 26.2 miles. Ron Helmer, Billy Hayes track this weekend. And then the Big Ten's over at Penn State, an outstanding All-American pole vaulter, Sydney Clute. We'll be back next week. Have a great week. You've been listening to Sports Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Good night, everyone.